This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, certainly when I was talking with David Bossie, one of the things I never got to, we never got a chance, we ran out of time to discuss some of the solutions. I think one of the main solutions at this point is civil disobedience, you know, as advocated by Martin Luther King, civil disobedience. When someone is ruining your country, someone is destroying your life, someone's trying to put you out of business, someone's trying to stop you from earning a living and feeding your family, I think it's time to stop complying. It's time to, I don't believe in crimes. I don't believe in, murder. I don't believe in civil war. I don't believe in shooting people. All I believe in is civil disobedience. If it was good enough for Martin Luther King, it should be good enough for all of us, right? If it was good enough for the 1960s civil rights movement and liberals and the ACLU saw nothing wrong with it when liberals did it, why can't we have civil disobedience? So that's kind of where I'm at. I think it's time, you know, just like the head of Border and Customs yesterday, he said he will not comply with Biden's new executive order, that you've got to use different words for illegal aliens so you don't offend them. And he's like, I will not comply. We're not going to comply. I think all of us have to follow that model. We cannot comply. You cannot treat Joe Biden as our rightful president of the United States. It's a joke. If you weren't with me in hour number one, let me first mention the timing of today's show. Normally, Lee Elsie is hour number one on Tuesdays and Thursdays. He's my guest host, which gives me time to go to business meetings and get some work done. That extra hour is like a lifesaver in my life. But today, I did hour number one, so if you missed it, bad on you. And I'm doing hour number two, and Lee Elsie will do hour number three because I got an important business meeting I got to get to, and people have come in to visit me. And there was no other time to do it, and so there was no choice. So I'll be gone for hour number three. This is my last hour today. I'm only doing the first 2 hours instead of the last two. But Lee Elsie will be with us, with you, in hour number three. Thank you, Lee. Always does a great job, bang-up job. Really fantastic radio host, and that's why I chose him for the role. And so he is a lifesaver. Lee will be with us. So whenever I'm out on vacation or on holiday or whenever I'm off running to business meetings, like I do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my days that I assign all my business meetings, I can always count on Lee Elsie. And today he's reversing the roles and he'll be here in hour number three. I was talking about polls in hour number one. So if you weren't with us, I think you need to know that last night Biden gave a speech that was a joke and anybody with a brain hated it. And knows that he's a terrible person and knows that he's destroying America and knows that he's brain dead and people are just, putting prompter up on the screen and he's just reading a script as best he can, probably with some input and an earpiece. But he's a puppet, and he's a puppet for radical communist interests that are out to destroy the United States of America. It's very clear. And I believe Barack Obama's right in the middle of it. I believe he's really the president of the United States right now, and Joe Biden is just a puppet. And there was a poll by CBS out that said 85% of Americans thought his speech was masterful last night and a big success. And it's been proven that entire poll is a complete fraud, just like they did to Trump. It's just incredible what fake news is out there, what fake polls are out there. So 85% loved Biden. That's because they polled 1,000 Americans. And only 15% of them were Republicans. Can you imagine? In other words, the Republicans make up like 44% of the electorate, and Democrats make up like... So as I pointed out in hour number one, just to use an example, I was Jewish by birth, so I'm a Jew, right? If I polled, are Jews good for America? if you wanted to get an answer that was, no, they're not, they're terrible, let's kill them all, you'd poll 1,000 people and you'd make sure only 15% like Jews and 85% would be Nazis, and then you'd come up with the conclusion that everybody hates Jews. And if you wanted a poll that proved that Jews are good for America, you'd poll an inordinate amount of Jews and also Christians who love Israel and love Jews, right, religious Christians, and they'd all say how much they love Jews and appreciate Jews and love them in our country and want more of them in our country, and all of a sudden that poll would be overwhelmingly pro-Jewish. You can make a poll come out any way you want if you're corrupt. So what did CBS do? They polled 1,000 people and only 15% were Republicans. So if you do a poll and ask people, what do you think of Trump, and none of them are Republicans, they all say they hate him. If you do a poll and they're all Democrats and you ask them, what do they think of Biden, they all love him. So CBS committed what I consider to be complete fraud. They're a fake news fraudulent organization. Just last night, they committed fraud upon the American people, and they asked a bunch of Democrats, what did you think of Biden's speech? And a bunch of brainwashed, sheeple Democrats said, oh, it was great, and then they put out the headline, 85% approval for Biden's speech. They didn't mention that out of 1,000, they only had 15 Republicans. I mean, it's a joke. It's absurd. Excuse me, 15% Republicans out of 1,000. So, in other words, 150 Republicans out of 1,000 people polled. And, of course, they came to the conclusion that Biden's speech was great. If everybody watching it is a brainwashed Kool-Aid drinker who's been sucking up the Kool-Aid at, all of our colleges where radical nutcases are teaching you. You know, radical nutcases like the college professor at Barnard, Columbia Sister School, that I told you about yesterday, who said that, you know, if he had his way, the race war that's coming, he'd lock a bunch of white people in a room, and then, you know, he'd tell them how much he loves them, and they wouldn't realize that the gas has been turned on, and he'd gas them to death. Does that not sound like Nazi Germany to you? There's a black college professor that's so radical and hates white people so bad he wants to treat them like Nazis treated Jews in World War II and exterminate them. He's for the extermination of white people. And it's not at all, I'm telling you, it's not a outlier. And it's not black people, it's all liberals. It's got nothing to do with color. I think most of the white liberals hate whites even more than black liberals do. But there is a sickness in the Democrat Party. There is an absolute sickness and a hatred of white people. And I saw it at Columbia University all the years ago when I went there, and it's there now. Stanford student government candidate says white people need to be eradicated. So we went from Barnard yesterday to Stanford today. We went from a professor at Barnard, a black professor, now to a student who's already in student government and is running for re-election. She is black, and she hates white people. And she has posted many times. She says, yes, I think white people need to be eradicated. She can't even spell. Yes, I will go feral over mediocre white men. I don't know what feral means. I will go feral, F-E-R-A-L, she writes on Twitter, over mediocre white men. And then she says, we exist. And I guess she means black women? I don't know, but I'm just guessing that when someone says that and then they say, we exist, I think she thinks that white people don't believe that black women exist. I don't know. These people are so crazy, I have no idea what they're saying. They can't spell. They have no context in their sentences. They have run-on sentences. These people being liberals, of course, don't ever let anyone tell me I say a word that's racist, because I never have and I never will. But these people are liberals, and white haters, and America haters, and capitalism haters. They hate all the things that make this country great. It's just truly amazing. Oh, here's the numbers, by the way, of that poll, CBS poll. 169 Republicans out of 1,000 people polled. So they made it look like everyone loves Biden because they polled a bunch of Democrats and very few Republicans. That's called fraud. Anyway, I never finished up the story I was doing in hour number one about Oregon, and the restaurants and bars have been closed again by the crazy governor, Kate Brown, because I got into a tangent and I got off the topic. I was talking about Steve Sisolak and how I believe he's one of the five worst governors in America. But he pulled back from the abyss and let us stay in business for the most part, other than an incredible 2.5 month period where we were closed on the Vegas Strip. But he let Nevada stay reasonably open, although with a mask obsession. He's a terrible governor. And he put a lot of people out of business. And also, he killed a lot of people because he basically banned hydroxychloroquine at the very beginning. He needed it. And so people died, and then he should be the one everyone's pointing the finger at. This is what's wrong with our society. This man is not a medical professional. He had no right to ban hydroxychloroquine unless you're in the ICU. The whole point of hydroxychloroquine is if you give it to someone while they're still in the beginning stages of COVID, all the studies show it's got an amazing successful track record of never letting you get in the hospital and dying. So he stops you until you're already in the hospital and dying, and then it's too late. So then when people die in Nevada, he blames COVID and says you got to close your business. But if he hadn't banned hydroxychloroquine, a lot of those people, I can't say everyone, but some of them, I believe a lot of them, would be alive today. But he did, thank God, not close down the economy for a long period of time like they did in California and New York and Oregon and Michigan, because he's got all these billionaire casino owners with their boot on his neck. That's the only reason Steve Sisolak is not the worst single governor in America, right up there with Kate Brown and Christine Whitmer in Michigan. But the point is, Kate Brown in Oregon, another nutty, nutcase, nutjob liberal, just shut down in all of Portland's biggest cities, Portland, Salem, Bend, and Eugene, all the restaurants and all the bars again. And it's the same thing. It's like there are 12 people in the hospital and 3 died yesterday, and they shut a state down. And everybody's business down. These people are crazy. They're dangerous. They're deranged. And this is why COVID's been used to destroy capitalism by liberal governors. Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you have... No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Energized Health. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration when we had the event 2 weeks ago at Ahern Hotel. So many of you showed up. We had a sellout, and we had to open it up to a second event in the afternoon. So we did two events, and the results were astounding because so many of the people didn't just come to listen. Many of them, I'd say about 40% of them, came to say, I'm on the program because of Wayne Root. Because I listened to your show and because you had so much success with it, Wayne, I got on the program, and I just want to thank you for changing my life or saving my life. One of those two was kind of the version I heard from everybody. Saved our life or changed our life or improved our life. And so the results are really astounding and outstanding. And, of course, I've had those results. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, everybody tells me. My own radio agent. I sent him a note today about something, and he sent it with a new video I'm doing. And I'm a national spokesman for a new company. And I sent it to him, and he sent it back and said, holy crap, you're turning 60? You look like you're 50 at the oldest. And I'm telling you, that's all because of Energized Health. I look 10 years younger because of Energized Health, and I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Cut to the chase. Call them right now and join 888-444-8895. Tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off for being a listener of this show. They've never done that for anybody. 888-444-8895 or go to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895. So Rudy Giuliani, the FBI or the DOJ or all of them raided him yesterday, raided his house, raided his office, and they took the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, hard drive and the laptop. And what's amazing is Giuliani is now saying today that he tried to give him the hard drive from the laptop during the campaign. right? And the FBI refused it. Now they're raiding him and they're taking it because they want to ruin him with it and destroy him. But when the time came to ruin Joe Biden, they wouldn't accept it because the election was going on. When federal agents raided Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan home Wednesday, they found a surprisingly cooperative target. The former New York City mayor quickly brought the agents into his study and began sharing his electronic devices with them, helping them fulfill their search warrant mission. A source close to Giuliani says that one of the agents pointed to a computer hard drive, asking him about it. Giuliani responded, "Oh, that's Hunter Biden's hard drive." He offered to give it to them, telling them it is evidence of President Biden committing multiple crimes with his son Hunter. And the agents said, "No, we don't want it." They didn't even bother to check what was on the hard drive. So I got the story slightly wrong. I thought he offered it to him during the campaign. I thought I remembered that story and they wouldn't take it, and now they took it. No, they didn't even take it now. They don't want it. There's crimes by Biden on it. They don't want it. In a statement released after the raid by Giuliani's attorney, Robert Costello, "You better watch out, Robert. They're coming to raid you now." Do you realize in the history of America, there's almost never been a lawyer ever raided till Trump became president? And somehow all the lawyers of America, who are all liberals, right? Almost every lawyer in America is a liberal. And all of them now think it's okay for the government to raid lawyers' offices if it's Trump's lawyer or Giuliani, right? If it's Stephen, what was that guy's name, Cohen? Right? I can't remember his first name, Cohen. What's Cohen? Trump's... Is it Michael Cohen? Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, and Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer. No problem. Go to their house, go to their office, look in their safe. Isn't that against what America stands for? A lawyer could be a lawyer for a murdering, scumbag, drug kingpin. And we don't raid lawyers' offices. I've never heard of a lawyer's office being raided who represents, like, the Mexican mafia, the Mexican drug cartels. In America, they're protected. A lawyer's conversations and everything he does with his client is protected, even if you know he's a scumbag criminal. But if you represent Trump, just like, did you hear that Dan Bongino had an interview with President Trump on his podcast yesterday or day before, I think? And he put it up on YouTube. It was quickly removed. Is this the United States of America? YouTube says we can't allow this on our site. You cannot have an interview with the former president of the United States on our site. Does this compute to anybody? Because it doesn't compute to me. Does not compute. So now they raid lawyers' offices. Let me ask you something. In the Bronx, do they raid the lawyers' offices of drug dealers? Can you imagine if a Republican attorney general in DOJ raided the offices of lawyers for black drug dealers and Hispanic drug dealers? They cry racism. We're white supremacists. What a country.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's $6 trillion in early-term spending initiatives, his $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan that passed with zero Republican votes, along with his proposed $2.3 trillion American Jobs Plan and $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, have drawn sharp criticism from Republicans, and even Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia are questioning all the spending.
We need to pay for it. We do. I mean, we're $28.5 trillion, almost $28.2 trillion. Now, that's not sustainable. In anybody's book, it's not sustainable.
President Biden currently in Georgia selling that plan at one of his patented driving car rallies. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock as the NFL draft set to begin in Cleveland, Ohio tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior is with you. The root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. If you want peace, prepare for war. We are in a war. It's very clear we're in a war. And I've got a new video that hit social media today, and it's hitting the database of the entire 60-plus association in the next 24 hours. And here's the general gist of my video, that I'm turning 60. Wayne Root is turning 60. I'm 59 years old. I'm turning the big 6-0 this summer. So suddenly, the 60-plus association is just what the doctor ordered for me, and I know it's just what the doctor ordered for millions of conservative seniors who don't like what the AARP is pitching. So we're now joining millions of Americans together who are conservatives for 60-plus, and we've got the power. We can use it like a club over the head of the D.C. swamp. Senior citizens in the United States have a net worth of more than $1.6 trillion. A majority of seniors invested in public companies on Wall Street, average investment, $100,000. I repeat, we have the power. We have tremendous wealth, and now is the time to leverage that power and take back our country. So if you're sick of these major corporations, these woke corporate CEOs publicly traded on Wall Street supporting radical, extreme, anti-American, anti-capitalist, socialist causes, and you're sick of big tech censoring us, the 60-plus association is like the cavalry riding to the rescue. We're like the Teamsters Union. For anyone 60 and above, we represent you and only you. And so go to 60plus.org right now and join. 60plus.org right now and join. And with us to kind of celebrate this release of my new video for the 60-plus association is the president of the 60-plus association, Sal Anuzis. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Sal? How do I pronounce that?
Anuzis. Anuzis.
Anuzis. Sal's the former, I've known Sal for almost 20 years, I think. He's the former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. He's been a two-time candidate for the chairman of the RNC, Republican National Committee. A solid conservative and libertarian. I think I know him because I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination. I think that's how we met. And he's got this new 60-plus initiative called Fight with Wayne. And that's why my video is out. And I'm in a fighting mood. It's time we fought back. So tell us about the program, Sal, and what exactly are you trying to accomplish?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I want to say thank you for agreeing to kind of join the fight and lead us here with regards to taking on what we've referred to as our corporate accountability initiative. And we basically, you know, put out our website called Fight with Wayne because you agreed to, you know, step up and help us fight this fight. And what's happening in America today is most people know the corporate elite have basically given in to the BLM, Antifa, left-wing, woke culture. And you've got companies like Coca-Cola, Delta, others who are basically funding the left, giving tens of millions, in some cases billions of dollars, to left-wing organizations that do not represent our values and are getting involved in politics instead of doing what a corporation is supposed to do, which is increase shareholders' value, increase dividends that many of us as senior citizens count on for our retirement. And instead of doing that, they have been sucked into getting involved in politics, funding the far left, and supporting values that literally none of us support or believe is in the best interest of this country.
And how is it going to work? I mean, do Fortune 500 companies even care? Have you had any success doing this in the past?
Well, we have had some success. We're part of a coalition that is currently in the process of participating in at least 30, and it may be as many as 50 board meetings that are taking place as we speak. This is dividend season. This is a season when most corporations are having their annual meetings. And we have been organizing shareholders to basically raise the issue of why are they getting involved in politics, why are they taking sides, and asking them to get back to neutral and get back to the core values and the core mission of these corporations, which is to make money and increase shareholder values and pay dividends. And so we have had some very specific success around the country where corporations have been taking a step back and saying, we're not going to get involved in politics. We're not going to make public take public positions on legislation that is being passed, et cetera. And Georgia is probably our best example. Many of you remember when Georgia passed their voting reform bill, which literally made it easier to vote and just harder to cheat. Companies in Georgia came out in mass against this because the left just basically said this is racist. This is trying to stop people from participating when it did exactly the opposite. And the irony today is that Georgia's laws, as passed and signed by the Republican governor, are more liberal, are more inclusive, are make it much more easier to vote than their neighboring state up north of New York that is completely controlled by Democrats. So the hypocrisy on the left is unbelievable, and we have had a lot of success on having these corporations who just jumped in without reading the bill, without understanding what was there, and blindly following what the left-wing, activists were saying. And now they got caught. They got hit. And now they're taking a step back and saying, well, we're going to have to take a lot closer look before we open our mouths and say stupid things.
Can I be very blunt here about that Georgia law? When I looked at what conservatives were saying to defend the Georgia law, I said it's not even a good law. It doesn't even stop, any of the bad things. It doesn't stop mail-in voting. It doesn't stop ballot harvesting. I think it looks terrible. So why are liberals freaking out, losing their mind and against it? Sol, I guess you can explain it to me. You must have studied it. I think it's because everything in it is bad for Republicans, except it's got voter ID. And if that means you can vote, but you can't vote twice or three times or four times, and you can't be an illegal alien and vote, and you can't be homeless from another state and vote, and you can't be a dead person and vote. So even though it expands voting access, it limits the ability to commit fraud because of voter ID, and that must be why they're losing their minds. Is my guess right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, voter ID, for those who want to play games in the electoral process, is a killer. One of the big things they did is on absentee ballot mail-in voting, they actually required people to either participate with an ID when they turn in their ballot or write the last four digits of their Social Security number on that ballot so it could be cross-checked, or put your voter ID or driver's license number on the ballot. These are not intrusive requirements. This is just to validate and make sure that you are who you said you are and that you're not going to cheat with regards to voting. When they go and mail to millions of people who may not have even requested absentee ballot, which is really what the issue was in the five states that were involved in this massive mail balloting, what happened is many people moved. Many people had died. And so what was happening is you go into many apartment buildings that had these little mailboxes and see a pile of ballots sitting on the ground. And this is where you had people picking up those ballots, going back in their apartments, scribbling a signature on the envelope and sending back their ballots on behalf of their favorite candidate. And the reality is we kind of moved, the signature checking, which in the past was set at around 40%, which at least threw out a fairly large percentage of the ballots that did match, to now they went down to 10 to 15% in most municipalities, which meant like over 90% of all the ballots were accepted because even a scribble in the right direction in most cases qualified. So this was a very rational bill. It was defining some of the issues that came up. It helped set some regulations that would make it more palatable with regards to managing the election and make it harder to manipulate and potentially cheat in those elections. And as you said, the number one issue was requiring voter ID, both at the polls and when you're filling out absentee or mail-in ballots. And, it did not restrict voting rights. It did not make it harder to vote. In fact, it kept the voting hours the same as they were. They extended early voting options, made it more easily available for drop-in boxes. So it was completely opposite of what the left wanted to do, but they wanted to make it a political issue. And everything they complain about, everything they don't like, they just call racist. And it scares the heck out of corporations and corporate leadership, and they're just not paying attention. And so we're trying to counteract that and say, read the bill, understand what you're talking about. This is not racist. This is not discriminatory. It's just plain common sense.
Sol Anouzis, we're speaking to him. He's the new president of the 60 Plus Association. You can find them at 60plus.org. Very simple question for you, Sol. What can my fans and listeners do? How can we engage with 60 Plus?
Well, the number one thing is to engage, right? So if you go to 60plus.org, and that's 60plus.org, you'll find the Fight with Wayne page that specifically discusses our effort with regards to corporate wokeness. We have other information. We have a newsletter that we put out every week. Every Friday, we have a newsreel that's basically a video that makes it easy if you want to follow on issues that are coming in front of Congress. And so, you know, we're helping keep people informed and taking kind of the conservative perspective when it comes to groups like AARP. You can also, you know, make a contribution. Look, this is not a cheap process. We're trying to buy 1,000 shares of stock of each of these corporations and send our representatives to represent you, the conservative senior, at board meetings. And so putting together and participating here is a critical part of this. And if you like what you hear, if you agree with our mission, I would ask you to consider making a contribution so we can continue to do this and prepare for next year's round of battles. So,
all right, hey, Saul, we're on the way out. We got to run, you know, radio. You got the time limits. We're up against the break. 60plus.org. 60plus.org. Saul and Newsies, 60plus.org, 60plus Association. I'm now a proud member and spokesman. Thank you, Saul.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this show goes on nationally for another hour, but I am actually bidding fond adieu for tonight. This will be my last segment for tonight because I've just got a very important business meeting and I can't be with you. Usually Lee Elsie opens up hour number one, but in this case, Lee Elsie will take the third hour. And nationwide, that is the last hour. But in Las Vegas, I want to point out at KBET 790 AM, the great Edward Stoltz's station, we go on for another hour after that. And so we'll just repeat the first hour from today in the fourth hour. So just wanted to let you know, normally, I'm on for another hour, but you might have missed today. We swapped and switched, and I was on hour one and hour two, and Lee Elsie will be on hour three, so I can make it to my business commitment. Thank you, Lee Elsie. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I believe very strongly in the golden rule. That's the thing. I think that's why all my advertisers do so remarkably well on this show, because I believe so strongly in the products. So strongly. They're my kind of products. And now I've added this 60-plus association. I'm now their national spokesman. And they came out with a big social media campaign today. And then they're sending it out, my video out, members tomorrow. And Wayne Root will now be forever associated with 60-plus, which is basically the AARP for conservatives. This is the Association for Conservative Seniors. And yours truly is now the spokesman nationwide. I believe in this stuff. I believe we can change the world. Well, I believe in gold. I've been buying gold and silver since I was a kid. Believe very strongly in gold and silver. He with the gold rules is the golden rule. And the fact that gold and silver are down for the year is astounding and ridiculous, but it's great news. Buy low, sell high. Believe me, gold won't be down for long, not with the trillions being wasted by Joe Biden on everything from infrastructure to the stimulus to the Green New Deal to massive tax increases and massive giveaways to Democrat voters. Trust me when I tell you that gold and silver may be your only salvation. And the go-to guys for this show and my go-to guys personally for 16 years now, Asset Strategies International, otherwise known as ASI. If you call ASI today, my great friends Michael and Rich, friends for 20 years or so, will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you. AssetStrategies.com, 800-831-0007. So 1.6 million viewers watched the Biden speech to Congress. Excuse me, I said 11.6 million viewers. That's 75% lower than Trump's speech in 2017. Nearly 75% fewer Americans watched Joe Biden's speech to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday compared to President Trump's first address in 2017. Throughout the Trump presidency, here are his numbers. 48 million in 2017, 46 million in 2018, 46.8 million in 2019, 37.2 million in 2020, and Biden just got 11.6 million. Does that not remind you of the Oscars, the Academy Awards, and the Grammys, and the Emmys, and Major League Baseball, and football, and the NBA? Everything Democrats touch turns to, you know what, turns to crap. Nobody's watching anymore. You've turned off all of America. Yet you want us to believe he got 81 million votes, the most in history, more than Trump, who got the most in history, by the way, of any sitting president, and the most of any Republican in history, and so many million more than last time he ran, 11 million more than last time he ran. You want us to believe Biden beat that and got more votes than Obama or Clinton, two of the most popular presidents in history on the Democrat side. Come on. And nobody's watching his speech, and no one watched his speeches during the campaign. 34 million fewer people watched Biden's speech compared to Trump's first State of the Union. It's really amazing that you expect us to believe that Biden won the election. Yeah, right. And by the way, the Biden Justice Department, last story of the night, is weighing domestic terrorism law to target white supremacists. Because, you know, you and I know so many people who get together and wear white pointy hats and scream, you know, KKK songs all night while they're drinking beer. It's just so absurd. It's been so absurd from the beginning. This is the guy that was supposed to be a United States Supreme Court Justice, Merrick Garland, U.S. Attorney General. And he was supposed to be moderate. And he turns out to be another hateful, liberal, socialist, Marxist, communist, out to destroy Republicans and totally, completely lie about who we are, what we believe in. They're actively considering whether to give prosecutors new authority to bring specific charges against domestic terrorists. You mean like the ones on the 6th of January that turned out not to be domestic terrorists? That weren't, that wasn't an insurrection that was never motivated or inspired by Trump, who told them to be peaceful? But on the other hand, Kamala Harris told BLM rioters and murderers and burners and looters to keep doing it. It's good for America. Keep doing it and do more. And that's no problem. And the actual looters and burners and rioters, that's no problem. Because they're Democrats, they're liberals, they're socialists. And they're minority in many cases. So no problem there. The only domestic terrorists are white people, according to Garland Merrick and the Biden administration. See you tomorrow. God bless. Lee, I'll see you up next.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
3.